When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Invited to a party. Everyone will say, who's that pretty girl, as they see me swirl around the floor. And before the night is through, I'll be drinking champagne out of everyone's shoe. People will murmur, but she's charming. What a lovely smile, what a sense of style. Nobody will guess that my dress is the one that I wear in scene three. And the whole royal court will agree that the belle of the ball is me. The most entrancing waltz will be the waltz the prince will dance with me. And as we're floating cheek to cheek, the pressure of his hand will make me understand there's really no necessity to speak. Guests will cheer and cry bravo as round and round and round we go. And when the music comes to an end, he'll say, hey, you found a friend. I've been invited to a party, and when they've at last played the final dance, someone will advance and I'll wait till a stately limousine drives me back through the sunrise to Camberwell Green. And when I write home to Milwaukee, Mum will have a fit when she reads the bit saying that I danced with the prince, and that since I've been asked round to tea, and she'll tell all the neighbors with glee that the belle of the ball was me.
Well, if Noel Coward himself, the master, invites me to a party, who am I to say him nay? In fact, I would say, I'll drink to that. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, individual, effervescent NPR station. Well, that little ditty, which the master recorded as a demo for his musical, The Girl Who Came to Supper, invites us all to a particularly exciting party, at least as far as I'm concerned, because today we are going to celebrate a new book of mine that just came out called I'll Drink to That, Broadway's Legendary Stars, Classic Shows, and the Cocktails They Inspired. That's a new book I've written with fantastic photographs by Joan Marcus, Broadway's preeminent theatrical photographer, that has 30 cocktail recipes based on various shows and musicals, as well as a history of the role that toasting and alcohol and various liquor and places to meet, bars, whatever, have played in the history of Broadway. So we'll have a little tour of that. The book is published by Weldon Owen Publishers and is available right now anywhere that you care to order books from, in actual bookstores or, of course, on the internet. So let us raise a glass or two to our show today called I'll Drink to That. And one of the sections in the book I start with has to do with champagne. And champagne, of course, is the kind of preeminent theatrical drink. Everybody gets a bottle of champagne or a champagne toast on opening night. And of all nights that champagne conjures up, it's the night from Gigi, where Gaston invites Gigi to Trouville. So we are going to hear the stage version of Gigi. It was the first Broadway production of a musical that had been written uniquely for film, which was Gigi in 58. And here is the stage production with Daniel Massey from the 1970s. So pour yourself a glass of champagne and let us toast the publication of a new book by yours truly.
What time tomorrow will we get there? Can I watch you play roulette there? May I stay up late for supper? Is it awfully, awfully upper?
Gigi, you'll drive us wild. Stop, you silly child.
Is everybody celebrated, full of sin anticipated? Is it hot enough to blister? Will I be your little sister?
Gigi, you are absurd. Not another word.
Let her gush and jabber, let her be infused. I cannot remember when I have been more amused.
The night they invented champagne, it's plain as it can be, they thought of you and me. The night they invented champagne, they absolutely knew that all we'd want to do is fly to the sky on champagne and shout to everyone inside. Since the world began, no woman or a man has ever been as happy as we are tonight.
Oh, Jesus!
The night they invented champagne, it's plain as it could be, they thought of you and me. The night they invented champagne, they absolutely knew that all we'd want to do is fly to the sky on champagne and shout to everyone inside that since the world began, no woman or a man has ever been as happy as we are tonight.
Yes, you thank you,
Grandma. Gigi!
It's plain as it can be, they thought of you and me.
Look at
the night they invented champagne, they absolutely knew that all we'd want to do is fly to the sky on champagne and shout to everyone in sight that since the world began, no woman or a man has ever been as happy as we are tonight.
Grandmama?
Night!
Well, Broadway has, over the years, over the decades, had many bon vivants and sophisticated lads and lasses. Probably at the top of the list was Cole Porter. And Cole Porter knew his beverage cart terribly well. And he had this apartment, I think, on the 33rd floor of the Waldorf Astoria. And he was a very famous, sophisticated hand at mixing cocktails. So here are two cocktail songs, one from Panama Hattie, which he wrote directly for his muse, Ethel Merman. Waiter, if you wouldn't mind coming by and listening to this number.
When you lay off the liquor,
you feel so much slicker. Well, that is most of the time. But there are moments, sooner or later, when it's tough, I've got to say, not to say, waiter. Make it another old fashioned plea. Make it another double old fashioned plea. Make it for one who's due to join the disillusioned crew. Make it for one of love's new refugees. Once high in my castle, I reign supreme. And oh, what a castle built on a began to crash. So make it another old fashion plea. Leave out the cherry, leave out the
have heard among this clan, you are called a forgotten man.
Is that what they're saying?
Well, did you ever?
What a swell party this is.
And have you heard the story of a boy, a girl, unrequited love?
Sounds like pure soap opera.
I may cry.
Tune in tomorrow. What a swell party this is.
What frails, what frocks,
what broads,
what furs,
what rocks.
They're beautiful.
Why, I've never seen such gaiety.
Neither did I.
It's all just too exquisite, really.
This French champagne.
Domestic.
So good for the brand. That's what I was going to say.
You know, you're a brilliant fellow.
Thank you.
Drink up, Jack. Please don't eat that glass, my friend. Have you heard about dear Blanche? Got run down by an avalanche.
No.
Don't worry, she's a game girl, you know. Got up and finished fourth.
This kid's got guts.
Having a nice time? Grab a line.
Have you heard that Mimsy Star?
Oh, what now?
She got pinched in the Astor Bar.
Sauced again, eh?
She was stoned.
Well, did you ever?
Never.
What a swell party
this is. It's great.
Oh, it's great.
It's grand.
So grand.
It's wonderland. La 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 la. We sing.
We sing.
So rare.
So rare.
Like old Camembert. Like Barbara.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-bum.
Don't dig that kind of crooning, chum.
Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party, a swell party, a swell again, elegant party this is.
your health.
Nah, let's drink to your wealth.
You're my bon ami.
Hey, that's French.
A liberty
fraternity. Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party. Swell party. Swellegant, elegant party. This is.
Well, that, of course, was Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby. Sinatra, who, of course, must have been one of the younger fellows. That was from the movie High Society, which Cole Porter wrote, not eventually became a Broadway show. Didn't have quite the same pizzazz, the same sparkle, the same fizz that you had with Crosby and Sinatra. How could you? But that is one of my favorite songs written by Cole Porter, who is featured along with Noel Coward and Elaine Stritch and Tennessee Williams in a chapter called The Luminaries from my new book, I'll Drink to That, Broadway Cocktails, which is available now. Well, one section I have in the book is called Watering Holes. It's all those scenes from various shows and musicals where couples meet and things happen and electricity occurs. And one of my favorites is from Promises, Promises. And in fact, one of the cocktails I created was the Turkey Lurkey, which was a Christmas cocktail. But we're going to listen to the number in which Jerry Orbach and Marion Mercer meet on Christmas Eve and discover something miraculous about one another over vodka stingers.
Oh, a fact can be a beautiful thing when the fact I am facing is you.
A fact can be a terrible thing when the dreams you've been dreaming fall through. Forget the past and think about the present. Right now is everything. Forget the past and think about the present. The present's very pleasant. Who cares what the future will bring? There's just no predicting a thing. Don't wait for a miracle, because it's Christmas, not the time to be alone with memories. Christmas is supposed to be a happy holiday. Throw a little joy my way.
You could really make my day.
Throw a little joy my way.
And a fact can be a beautiful thing when I see what I'm seeing in you.
A fact can be a beautiful thing when your hopes to be happy come true.
What's gone is gone, and don't you ever doubt it. Wake up and start to live. What's gone is gone, so learn to do without it
and never think about it.
Who cares what the future will bring? There's just no predicting a thing. Don't wait for a miracle, because it's Christmas, not the time to be alone with memories. Christmas is supposed to be a happy holiday. Throw a little joy my way.
Do we really have to stay?
Throw a little joy my way.
Forget the past.
Forget the past. eyes by heart. That look of half surprise, so innocent, so wise. I know that smile by heart. I know your smile by heart. And when it's this naive, there's something up your sleeve. I know that smile by heart. You're lean, you're lithe, you're delightfully blithe, disgracefully full of grace. So clean, so neat, so deceitfully sweet is every feature of your face. And what's more, I know your heart by heart. It's light as a feather, tougher than leather, so I'll go on wondering whether we should be together or apart. I'm drawn to you, but I'm on to you. I know your heart by that cheating heart by. I know your heart by heart. I know your eyes by heart.
Just follow me, my dear.
Delightfully blithe, disgracefully full of grace.
Above the world we're so,
so clean,
let's fly.
So neat,
let's fly.
So deceitfully sweet,
so high in the sky
is every feature of your face.
Come on now.
I know your heart by heart.
I double dare you.
It's right, I'd rather tougher than the weather. So
chase
I'll go on wondering
me.
Whether
chase
we should be together.
Well, that song was from High Spirits, already a spirited title for a musical, in which Elvira, played by Tammy Grimes, tries to get her husband or her former husband, Charles, to join her in the great beyond by drinking a little bit too much, which, of course, we don't recommend. One of the sections in my book, I'll Drink to That, is about famous flops that happen to use a lot of scenes in which there is alcohol and drinking. And one of the strangest, I think, happens to be from a musical called Ben Franklin in Paris, which starred Robert Preston as Benjamin Franklin 4 years before 1776. And there's a scene where he takes the Spanish ambassador to a vineyard where they sing about the unparalleled joys and felicitations of drinking by bending the elbow.
God bless the human elbow. God bless it where it bends. If it bent too long, we'd be dry, I fear. If it bent too short, we'd be drinking through our ear. But it bends just right in the middle of the arm, not too loose, not too tight, as we lean on it each night, with a well-oiled kind of charm. With a well-oiled kind of charm.
Now, senor,
Have a sip, Monsieur Franklin.
Ah, well.
When the brain won't tick, when the heart won't leap, when the stomach feels sick, when the foot's asleep, then we point, man and boy, as its wonders we employ, to that luckily knuckling anatomical joy.
Now, Senor, I must go.
One more tiny drink, Monsieur Frank.
Oh, well, then one more.
God bless the human elbow. God bless it where it bends. If it bent too long, we'd be dry, I fear. If it bent too short, we'd be drinking through our ear. But it bends just right in the middle of the arm. Not too loose, not too tight, as we lean on it each night. With a well-oiled kind of charm. With a well-oiled kind of charm.
It where it bent. If it bent too long, we'd be dry, I fear. Come, my friends, let us unbuckle our shoes and tread the grapes.
Ah, senor, a slippery business.
In vino veritas, this truth in the wine. In vino veritas, lift a glass of truth to mine. Vino turns a king. Vino turns you free. Hearts unlock and talk to each other. Heads alight, so start the night in vino veritas. The truth might dismay, for wine tells everything, but it takes the sting away. Shall see in vino veritas, share your dreams with me.
I drink to Rome. Come, let us consecrate the eternal city in wine.
Was the rich voice of Richard Kiley as Julius Caesar from a terrible musical flop called Her First Roman, based on Caesar and Cleopatra, but at least he gets to announce and pronounce and sing about in vino veritas, in wine there is truth.
This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WLIW-FM. And today we're celebrating a brand new book of mine, which came out called I'll Drink to That, which I'm really, really proud of. It's a beautifully illustrated book, photographs by Joan Marcus, Broadway's preeminent photographer, 30 drink recipes shot at Sardi's, with the subtitle Broadway's Legendary Stars, Classic Shows, and the Cocktails They Inspired. So even if you're not a big drinker, I would think it might be a fun book to have. Well, we do have a section on pubs, and there's what I call the tankard song. You know, there are all these British musicals, whether it's, British or American musicals, that have that kind of obligatory scene where people are thumping tankards on the pub table or the music hall table. Sweeney Todd has one at the beginning of the second act called God That's Good. But here are two very good ones. The first sung by Marilyn May, who's grinding them out at the age of 95 from My Fair Lady.
I'm getting married, I'm getting wed, I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out the stopper, let's have a whopper, but get me to the church on time. I've gotta be there in the morning, spruced up and looking in my prime. Boys, come and kiss me, show how you'll miss me, but get me to the church on time. If I am dancing, roll up the floor. If I am whistling, get me out the door. For I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Kick up a rumpus, but don't lose your compass. Get me to the church on time. Shut up, 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 wow. I'm getting married in the morning. Me to the church on time. Shut up, 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 wow. I've got to be there in the morning. Get me there on time. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Though I'm always tardy at everybody's party, for this occasion, get me there on time. Shut up, 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 I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Drug me or jail me, stamp me or mail me, but get me to the church on time. I've gotta be there in the morning, dressed up and looking in my prime. Some bloke who's able, lift up the table, but get me to the church on time. If I am flying, then shoot me down. If I am wooing, get him out of town. For I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Feather and Tommy, call out the army, but get me to the church. Don't leave me in the lurch. Get me to the church on time. I'm getting married, I'm getting wed.
Here we go. And there's a little ditty they're singing in the city, especially when they've been on the gin or the beer. If you got the patience, your own imaginations will tell you just exactly what you want to hear. Um, ba, ba, um, ba, ba, that's how it goes. Um, ba, ba, um, ba, ba, everyone knows. They all suppose what they want to suppose. When they hear oom-pa-pa. And Mr. Percy's non-grass would often have the odd glass, but never when he thought anybody could see. Secretly buy it and drink it on the quiet, and dream he was an earl with a girl on each knee. Oom-pa-pa, oom-pa-pa, that's how it goes. Oom-pa-pa, oom-pa-pa, everyone knows. What is the call? claws of his red shiny nose. Could it be Umpapa? A pretty little Sally goes walking down the alley, displays her pretty ankles to all of the men. They can see her garters, but not for free and gratis, an inch or two, and then she knows when to say when. Umpapa, Umpapa, that's how it goes. Umpapa, Umpapa, everyone knows. Whether it's hidden or whether it shows, it's the same Umpapa. She was from the country, but now she's up a gum tree. She let a fella feed her, then lead her along. Oh, what's the good of crying? She's made a better lying. She's glad to bring the coin in and join in this song. Umpapa, umpapa, that's how it goes. Umpapa, umpapa, everyone knows. She is no longer the same blushing rose. It's the same Umpapa all together. There's a little ditty they're singing in the city, especially when they've been on the gin or the beer. If you've got the patience, your own imaginations will tell you just exactly what you want to hear. Umpapa, Umpapa, that's how it goes. Umpapa, Umpapa, everyone knows. They all suppose what they want to suppose when they.
Well, that was Umpapa, one of the great pub tavern songs. Here are some taverns of a more American variety a little later at night. This is Audra McDonald as Billie Holiday from Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill with a great Bessie Smith classic.
Jimmy, why don't you give us a Bessie number? Pickford. Right, well, give Pickford.
Pickford and
y'all
C.
Know Bessie
a three,
Smith.
A four.
You know Bessie Smith? Man, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Very much. Thank you. Man. Right. I've been to Harlem every Saturday night where the highbrows get together. It's just too right. They all congregate at all their highbrows. And what they do, oop-a-poota. Oh, Hannah Brown from way across town gets full of corn and start bringing them down. And at the break of day, you can hear, oh, Hannah say, give me a pig foot and a bottle of beer. Send me gait, I don't care. I feel like I just wanna shout. Give the piano play a drink because he's knocking me out. He's got a rhythm, yeah. When he stops his feet, he moves me right up to sleep. Check all your razors and your guns. Gonna be arrested when the wagon comes. Give me a big foot bag and a bottle of beer. Send me cars, I don't care. Give me a big foot, let's just stop. Ba 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 ba. And a bottle of beer.
With me 2 days gone by, sing with me the songs we knew. Here's two pretty girls who went to our heads. Here's two witty girls who went to our beds. Here's to them and here's to you.
with me. 2 days gone by to the life that used to be. At the shrine of friendship, never say die. Let the wine of friendship never run dry. Drink with me. Gone by to the love that used to be.
At the shrine of friendship, never say die.
Let the wine of friendship never run dry.
Here's to you,
and here's to me.
Do I care if I should die? Now she goes across the sea. Life without Cosette means nothing at all. Would you weep, Cosette, should marry us fall? Will you weep, Cosette?
That was from Les Mis, a slightly sadder tavern song. We have an interesting section in my new book, I'll Drink to That, on champagne cocktails. And we have a wonderful champagne cocktail devoted to Les Mis. So I hope you'll check that out. Well, among the more boisterous songs in which people get together and raise a glass together, of course, is L'Chaim from Fiddler on the Roof. So let us go to the original cast. For this particular song, this is a song that inspired a drink called the L'Chaim, which is a kind of version of a Brandy Alexander, but done with Slivovitz, which would have been exactly the kind of drink that Tevye and Laser Wolf raised their glasses with, probably a little too much, as we find out in the scene afterwards. But in the meantime, here's the Bach and Harnack classic, L'Chaim.
Here's to our prosperity, our good health and happiness, and most important, to life, L'Chaim. L'Chaim, L'Chaim, to life. Here's to the father I try to be.
Here's to my bride-to-be.
Drink L'Chaim, to life, L'Chaim. L'Chaim, L'Chaim, to life. Life has a way of confusing us,
blessing and bruising us.
Drink L'Chaim to life. God would like us to be joyful, even when our hearts lie panting on the floor.
How much more can we be joyful when there's really something to be joyful for?
To life, L'Chaim. To title my daughter,
my wife. It gives you something to think about,
something to drink about. Drink L'Chaim to life.
Le Morcha.
Yes, Laser Wolf.
Drinks for everybody.
What's the occasion?
I'm taking myself a bride.
Who is it?
Tevye's eldest son.
Bottle drinks of Tevye to Laser Wolf.
To Tevye.
To title your daughter,
my wife.
May all your futures be pleasant ones, not like our present ones. L'Chaim, to life, L'Chaim.
L'Chaim,
to life. It takes a wedding to make us say, let's live another day. Drink L'Chaim, to life. We'll raise a glass and sip a drop of schnapps in honor of the great good luck and favor of you. We know that when good fortune favors to such men, it stands to reason we deserve it too. Be happy, be healthy, long life. And if our good fortune ever comes, here's to whatever comes. Drink L'Chaim to life.
rejoice. The Lord has brought all your hands and flesh and blood and soul.
Richard, what kind of a hangover do you have? Do you have the paces, the faintsies, the hot and coldsies? Did you see my green snake? My little green snake? Was he hanging from the ceiling like a fly does? Did he brush away a tear and ask where I was? In his heart, he's such a friendly little cuss. Did you see the green man and the tattooed Indian? Now, did you know their names are Muck and Merkel? See, I know that 'cause I'm in the inner circle. I am one of them, and now you're one of us. Oh, the flying alligators are delightful. I would meet those little fellows in the hall. And when I was in my cups, they'd lick my hands like pups. But the one I miss at twilight most of all is my little green snake in the little blue tree. When my world gets kind of hazy, there's one question drives me crazy. When my little snake gets drunk, does he see me?
That was Jackie Gleason from the musical Take Me Along, singing about how one handles various hangovers. If you'll remember in Fiddler on the Roof, Tevye has a rather large one after the song version of L'Chaim. Well, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. I want to thank the Frederick Lowe Foundation for getting us to the church on time and helping to support our show every week. And I just want to remind listeners that if you like Broadway and you want to have a little fun and you like the way your host tackles these subjects, I have a new book out called I'll Drink to That, Broadway Cocktails, which you can find in stores and online across America. Its title is I'll Drink to That, and it was taken from Company. And we have a wonderful recipe for a vodka stinger, which is definitely shouted out rather raspily by Elaine Stritch, of course, from her big 11 o'clock number in Company. So we will end with that. I toast to you, listeners, in our 12th year, and I hope to see you next week.
I'd like to propose a toast. Here's to the ladies who lunch. Everybody laugh. Lounging in their caftans and planning a brunch. On their own behalf. Off to the gym, then to a fitting, claiming their fat. And looking grim, 'cause they've been sitting, choosing a hat.
does anyone still wear a hat? I'll drink to that. Here's to the girls who stay smart. Aren't they a gas? Rushing to their classes in optical art, wishing it would pass. Another long, exhausting day. Another $1,000. A matinee, a pinter play. Perhaps a piece of Mahler's. I'll drink to that. And one for Mahler. Here's to the girls who play wife. Aren't they too much? Keeping house but clutching a copy of Life just to keep in touch. The ones who follow the rules and meet themselves at the schools, too busy to know that they're fools. Aren't they a gem? I'll drink to them. Let's all drink to them. And here's to the girls who just watch. Aren't they the best? When they get depressed, it's a bottle of scotch plus a little jest. Another chance to disapprove. Another brilliant singer. Another reason not to move. Another vodka singer. So here's to the girls on the go. Everybody tries. Look into their eyes and you'll see what they know. Everybody dies. A toast to that invincible bunch. The dinosaur surviving the crunch. Let's hear it for the ladies who lunch. Everybody rise.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3:00.